Normally at First Communion, I like to bring all the young people up to the altar with me to have a talk during the homily time before we get on with business and give you your first Holy Communion. But today, due to COVID, I'm going to leave you at your pews and we'll have a conversation like this. But I think you all look very nice. I wish you dressed like this every day. How many of you kids would like to dress like this all the time? Only about half. Okay. Well, I will say that I feel a little bit underdressed at First Communion when you come in all this finery, and I don't want to be left out. So if all the boys are wearing their First Communion ties, I want to make sure that I have on mine as well. Yes. It has been so long since I've worn a real tie, I wouldn't be able to figure it out anyway. So I need a clip-on also. Yes, how many of you boys are wearing clip-on ties or zipper ties? How many have no idea? Someone put it on you. I understand. Thank you for being honest. Never lie to a priest on your First Communion day, okay? All right, so I told you at your rehearsal the other day that we'd have to have a pop quiz to make sure that you're in the right place for the right reason, and that you're prepared for what's going to happen here today. So let's just make sure that we've got this all figured out. What are you here to do? What are you here to do today? Let's see.
To receive Jesus.
To receive Jesus? When?
Today.
Today? I like that. Yeah. Anybody have a different answer than that? You do? What are you here for? You forgot what you're here for? Do you want to leave? You'll figure it out. Just do what he does. It's good to never be first. What are you here for?
We're here for to receive Jesus and have Jesus in us.
You're going to have Jesus in you. How many of you believe that by the time you leave here today, you'll have Jesus in you? Does anybody not believe that? Raise your hand if you don't believe that. Thank you for putting that down. Okay. Yes. All right. You're going to have Jesus in you. And that's great because at the Last Supper, that's the gospel we hear today on the fifth Sunday of Easter. At the Last Supper, Jesus told his apostles, remain in me as I remain in you. Remain in me as I remain in you. That sounds like Jesus was going to be in them. And at the Last Supper, something very special happened. What happened at the Last Supper? What all occurred there? Let's see. Barrett?
Jesus said that he's going to die tonight.
He said he's going to die. What are some other things that happened? Yes?
He turned the bread into his body and the wine into his blood.
Excellent. He turned the bread into his body and the wine into his blood. Anything else that we can add? Gabriel?
When he said, I'm going to die today, he said it would be the one that dipped his bread into the wine when I did.
Oh, so he knew who was going to betray him? Do you remember the name of that fella? It wasn't Father Tim.
John?
Not John. Who betrayed Jesus? Let's see. Red always knows.
Judas.
Judas. That's right. So at the Last Supper, Jesus offered the first Eucharist, and he said, do this in memory of me. And at that same meal, he said what we heard in the gospel today, remain in me as I remain in you. And Jesus chooses to remain in us in the Eucharist. Does anybody from your vast studies in second grade remember what the word Eucharist means? It comes from the Greek. It's all Greek to me. Let's see. Who haven't we picked on? Do you know? You look halfway confident. Oh, I came in here for nothing. Let's see. Let's start here. The word Eucharist. Only the word Eucharist. What does that mean?
I have no idea.
Well, thank you for being so honest. In case you didn't hear that, I have no idea is the answer. The word Eucharist means?
The part where you get Jesus' body?
Well, you're getting really close.
The body?
What happens on the fourth Thursday in November? We'll make it a little simpler. What do we do the fourth Thursday in November? People make pumpkin pie. They have some toiki. You really know what happens the fourth Thursday in Thanksgiving.
Give thanks.
Thanksgiving. That's the meaning of the word Eucharist in Greek. Thank you. That was a tough one. I think we're suffering. So let's do a harder one, okay? We heard Jonah over there tell us that at the Last Supper, Jesus turned the bread into his body and the wine into his blood. There's a very long word that in the Catholic Church we use to describe how bread and wine become the body and blood of Jesus. Who knows that big word? This is like a spelling bee word. Yeah? You gonna try this out, take it for a drive? How do bread and wine become the body and blood of Christ, Graham?
Through God.
I can't argue with that. Are you going to be a lawyer? Through God. Yes, it definitely is by God. Gabriel, Dolan, I want someone. We have. Your hand was up, and it just disappeared. Do you want to try? It's a really big word. A really, really big word. Let's try. Starts with a T.
I forgot.
Oh. If I'm giving you a clue, Mrs. Sutliff didn't whisper the answer in your ear, did she? A big word that starts with T, where the bread and wine become the body and blood of Christ, is called?
I have no idea.
Did you get that answer from him? You want to try again?
Transportation.
He's getting very, very close. It almost sounded like transportation, but you are on the right track. Come on. If you fail this quiz, what am I supposed to do? Well, I dropped your banner. Let's see. I want someone to really know. I don't want any more guesses. Are you going to guess or are you going to tell me? Starts with a T.
Transformation.
Transformation, we're so close. Oh. Oh, he's bursting. Okay. All right, Lammers family, get ready to cheer because he's going to bring us home. You're not going to let me down. Transportation. Come to the end. This isn't going so well. A big word that starts with T that describes how bread and wine become the body and blood of Christ.
Transform?
Huh? Doan, do you promise? I don't want another wrong answer. If this is wrong, I'm leaving, okay? And you can figure out how to get your own communion, okay? Bread and wine become the body and blood of Christ by a process that starts with T, and it's a long word, and it's not transformation, and it's not transportation. It is?
Transfiguration.
Do you promise? Do you promise you will not disappoint me? There's pressure here. Yeah, your dad's my dentist. If you get this wrong, he might put a drill in my mouth and kill me. Please, a long word that starts with T. It's not transfiguration. It's not transportation. It's not transformation. It's not Timothy. Bread and wine become the body and blood of Christ by a miracle called...
Thanksgiving.
Oh. The fourth Thursday in November. Thank you. I'm starting to get kind of sad and upset all at the same time. It's interesting. I think I'm going to get hangry next. All right, please, please. It starts with T. It's not transformation, transfiguration, transportation, Thanksgiving, Timothy. What is it?
Transportation.
Huh? Okay. I give up, and you're gonna remember it as soon as it comes out of my mouth. Trans, sub, stan, g, Asian. Has anybody ever heard of that? Are you in the right place? Am I in the right church? Transubstantiation? Nobody. This is the first time you've ever heard that word. I am gonna write your teachers up. Let me tell you something. Yes. It's a miracle, and maybe that's why we can't explain it. Maybe that's why we can't remember it, and maybe that's why we can't spell it or think of what it is, because it's a mystery. It's a miracle, and it's a mystery when bread and wine become the body and blood of Christ. But I'll tell you, we worked pretty hard for 5 minutes to not get the answer to that question. So you'd better never forget it, or your first communion may just be your last, okay? So just to make sure you're paying attention, somebody better tell me what was the word that I just said that starts with T, and it's very long, that describes how bread and wine become the body and blood of Christ. If we get this wrong again, we're both leaving. You just took your hand down? I just said it. I said it 5 times.
Thimble.
A thimble?
Turtle.
Lord, I forget you. Forget you peoples. Transubstantiation, a miracle and a mystery. Transubstantiation, transubstantiation, in case you can't remember. Transubstantiation, in case you forget. Transubstantiation, when you wake up in the middle of the night. Transubstantiation, okay? What is it? Transubstantiation, and what does it mean? What happens when there's transubstantiation? If we can't circle back to this, we've got bigger problems, okay? What happens in the transubstantiation?
The body and blood turn into...
You want to reverse that.
The wine and the bread become
the blood and the body. Thank you. I think I'm now going to put in for my early retirement, okay? So, in the Mass, we believe that heaven comes to earth when the transubstantiation occurs and bread and wine become the body and blood of Christ. This is a great blessing. Over a month ago, you went to confession for the first time. Who went to make their first reconciliation on either March 14th or March 21st? You got all your sins forgiven. Who sinned again since then? Come on. Who has sinned today? Exactly. Okay, yeah. Do you remember on that day I asked you some questions? These will be my last questions. I said to you, how many of you are sinners? And I was the first one to raise my hand. How many of you are sinners? If we want Jesus to be our Savior, he's got to save us from something, sin and death. Not everybody raised their hands. We have some very holy children, especially in Mrs. Sutliff's class in the third row. All right, so you're not all sinners. How many of you would like to be saints? That's like our Hall of Fame, those in these statues and these windows. They're not sinners, but they're not sure they want to be saints either. I like that. Hedge your bets. How many of you would like to go to heaven? Let me see here. Yeah, it's the third row over here where we're not so positive about that. Come on, who wants to go to heaven? How many of you would like to go to heaven today? It's interesting how many hands always come down when I ask that question. I think you probably want to wait till after your party and after your cake and after you see what kind of presents you get and how much money people are going to give you for your first communion. But let me give you a reality check. This is the last time someone's going to give you money to receive Jesus. In the future, you better put money in my basket if you want me to give Jesus to you. Okay? Yes, that's life. Well, I'll tell you what, even though some of you don't want to go to heaven today, we don't necessarily have to go there, because today and every time the Mass is celebrated and everywhere the Eucharist is offered, heaven comes to us. Today, heaven is coming to us. Jesus is coming to us, and we will live his great advice, remain in me as I remain in you.